A Lenten devotional for March 29th, 2020, based on John 8, verses 46 to 59, by the Reverend Joan E. Riesinger. Jesus said to the Jewish leaders, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." And once again they attack Jesus. This time they insist that his teachings are demonic in origin, that his power is evil rather than good, that he is from Satan rather than God, that he proclaims Yahweh, not Abraham, as Father. Jesus ends the controversy with the affirmation that he has existed since long before Abraham. Earlier, the leaders had asked him the question, "Who are you?" Jesus told them, "I am the light of the world." Now they ask accusingly, "You're a Samaritan, aren't you? You have a demon, don't you?" Then they add, "Are you greater than our father Abraham?" Jesus brings the controversy to an end when he says, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." With this statement, Jesus declares his deity. He declares that God is his father. In Jesus, the eternal God showed himself to humanity. How often have we asked, "Jesus, who are you?" and failed to listen for his answer? How often do we set traps for Jesus, seeking to challenge his power? How often do we seek our own power to save our troubled world, instead of trusting in the power of Jesus? How often do the sounds of our thoughts drown out the voice of the I Am? The season of Lent gives us the opportunity to step back from the controversies that fill our lives, to silence the questions that cloud our minds, and to focus on Jesus and what we see God to be through and in him. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, when we question and doubt, when we challenge and accuse. Fill our hearts and minds with your love and grace, and help us know you are the I Am, who is all we need. Amen.